sign of the horrors that lie ahead on this road.
Authoritarian.
Tuned in to Gnome City. Yeah. Okay. That was just Rubber Man by Stitch. And today's a... Oh, yeah. We're broadcasting from the unceded Kwikwetlem, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh Nations. And, yeah. Today's a very special day for Gnome City because we have a fun interview with Stitch, the band that was just playing. That song was Rubber Man. And with this interview, there's also a video if you guys want to watch that. And I'll be playing the interview, and I'm going to skip the intro of the video, but you should definitely check it out because there's a very cool harmonica solo from this guy named Bill that I saw outside of Green Auto. So, oh yeah, because that's where they were playing, and then I interviewed them after the show. So, yeah, like, Gnome City is expanding right now. We have this show called Back Deck that I have it called, cause based on the lovely back deck at Redgate. And, yeah, so the way it fits into our world now is that outside of any music venue, there is a portal to Gnomella's back deck. So, please enjoy this very cool interview with Stitch. And then later, so they're going to mention some of their musical influences. And then later, we get to listen to them all. So that'll be really exciting. So, yeah, please enjoy. Here you go. Okay, this is the first ever episode of Back Deck. We're at Green Auto with Stitch. Yeah. Here, I'm gonna pass the mic around, and I want you guys to all just like introduce yourselves and what instrument you play.
I'm Jake, and I play drums.
I'm Shervin, and I play guitar, and I sing too.
I am Caden, and I play bass.
I am Lachlan, and I play guitar.
Epic. So, my first question for you guys that I've been wondering about is your album cover for Bright and High with the car on fire. How do you guys do that? Is that real?
Yeah, that's real. That's real. That's Shervin's actual car. What happened again? You tried to start it, and then...
I was on my way to have dinner with my grandma, and then I, like, just go to, like, start my car, and then I'm just, like, right outside my apartment, and then it just, like, just instantly caught fire and exploded. And then I, like, ran outside, and I tried to, like, get a fire extinguisher and like put it out, but to no avail. So I ended up just sitting there. I took a picture, and then I was like, might as well make this the new album cover.
Nice.
Yeah.
And then how did you put the fire out?
Oh, the firemen came about like 10 minutes later, but it was so far gone at that point. So that was the last I saw of that car. Rest in peace.
Yeah.
Bronco. Yeah.
Rest in peace.
86, 84, Bronco.
It was 86.
86?
Yeah.
Nice. It was a lovely vehicle. We rode around in it so much.
Yeah. Rest in peace. Now we got a Sienna. Just 2 days ago, we bought a new car.
Wow. I love cars.
Cars are cool. Yeah.
Gonna set that one on fire in a second.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hopefully not. It's a Toyota, so they say those are reliable.
And then also, I was curious, I love that you guys make cassettes, because I feel like no one does that, and I was wondering what made you guys want to make cassettes, especially like as opposed to CDs, which I feel like more people have a CD player.
Yeah. Well, just this homie, Clayton, he runs this small cassette label, and he reached out and was like, hey, we should make some cassettes, and we were like, that's awesome, let's do it. Cassettes are great. And then... we made some cassettes, yeah. And I have a Walkman, so
nice.
It's nice, yeah.
Yeah. And then, like, I guess the music on the cassette, I was curious about your guys' like musical influences, because for me, like, it reminded me a lot of Slint. I don't know if you guys were kind of going for that.
Definitely an influence. Yeah, definitely. Oh, yeah.
Slint, like, David Pio's playing was very influential, like, growing up. Listen to a lot of the stuff he does, like with, of course, Slint, and like also like Tortoise, and like his solo stuff with like Ariel M and Papa M. It's like really cool, just like the way he plays, and I think it was very like informative in my guitar playing growing up. So it definitely like came across in like the songwriting. We put together the live band kind of after the fact to kind of like play these songs, but it's kind of more like developed into like a collaborative thing. We've been writing like a lot of songs together since then and stuff, and that's been really awesome because kind of gets lonely just like playing guitar and stuff all in the basement with like Hudson, who engineered on the record. So that was actually really, really nice. But yeah, it's like a different thing now. So I'm stoked to have more of like a collaborative experience when we're recording as well.
Yeah. Wait, how do you guys all know each other?
When I met Shervin, he just showed up at my house and I was cooking rice. And I didn't know the guy. And he came up with a guitar in hand, like ready to go. And I was like, oh, who are you? And then we just hung out. And then it was just like all... you know, it was great from there. But then I only knew Shervin from before, and then I met Lachlan and Jake from starting to play together, like once we formed the live band, what it is now. So, but it's been awesome. It's like two great dudes. I'm happy I know now.
That's so sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah, are you guys excited to road trip together? Or what are you going to do for the Canada tour?
Yeah, I'm pumped. I can't wait. It's gonna be it's gonna be fun. I think it's a great reason to even just explore this country as well, because I feel like Canada is probably one of the hardest places to tour in because all of the cities are so far apart from each other. So if we can do this, then I feel like we can kind of go anywhere else, really.
Yeah.
But we're kind of doing it on the fly. we have never done this before. We have a good friend of ours, Maxime, who's trying to start his own management thing with also Ben from Concrete Vehicles. They're feeding a fed horse. Yeah, and they did a lot of the booking for us, which was just so sweet of them. So that was really nice. But yeah, we're just kind of winging it. Like, I've never been and seen in between Canada cities before. I've been to like Montreal and Vancouver. That's about it. But nothing in between. So it's gonna be really exciting to just see what this place has got, you know?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
And then, totally off topic, but I've been wondering about your music video, because you showed it at Red Gate, but then you can't find it online.
Oh, yeah.
So what's the mystique?
That's gonna come out on Monday.
Oh, I thought you guys were just being mysterious.
No, definitely not. But we recorded that music video, like, over the last year with a really good, like, longtime friend of mine, Oliver New, who, and also Simon New, they kind of like make a lot of videos and just like really cool art. Like, you should check them out. It's Stuck Productions.
Oh, I love Stuck Productions.
He was his desk thing at our last show. He like opens for us a good amount. We just like want to always have the homies be involved in like what we're doing and stuff. So yeah, we made this music video for like $200. We like knew this girl who knew a horse, and then we just kind of took it from there. We were like, let's rent a suit of armor and ride the horse and have explosions and animations and stuff. So yeah, just like a lot of...
The funny thing is that, like, I've heard about this movie or this video being made for so long, and the first time I saw it too was also that day.
Oh my
so
God.
It was great. It was just like so excited. I'm like, cool, because I knew what they do, like the stuck production guys too. Like, they're all so talented. So I was like, I know it's gonna be cool, but I just had no idea what to expect.
I'm gonna wrap up this interview, but I kind of just want to, this is kind of a creative question, but I kind of want to go around and ask you guys, like, what's your role in the band, not as like a player, but as like who's the cool guy, who's the funny guy? Okay, we're gonna cut off the recording of the interview there, because as they answer this question, we get very bombarded by the sounds of laughter and just more people coming in to Green Auto, which is beautiful, but not best for radio. So you can listen to the rest of that on the YouTube channel called Back Deck, Episode 1, Stitch at Green Auto. But yeah, I had such a great time talking with them. I'm really excited about just the music that they're bringing to our local scene. I feel like, you know, we have something that's, it's hard to describe because it's like mellow, but it also like has this power and intensity to it, which I think is also kind of just like the theme of like Slint and David Pyro's playing, which we're going to explore a lot today, and listen to the different projects that Shervin mentioned, the main singer. And yeah, if you guys want to go and see more of Slint's amazing music, I mean, not Slint, Stitch, then yeah, go to Green Auto on next Friday the 19th, and you will really enjoy yourselves. It's a great show. And yeah, then after that, they're going on their big Canada tour, just like here in Alberta, so that'll be really sick if you don't live near here or you want to check out some weird little towns. And yeah, it was really cool when I first met them. Oh no, I guess this was the second time I met them, but when I saw them at Green Auto, they had just been heading over from Unlock, which is a really awesome Chinese place near there. So if you go see them next Friday, then you can get some amazing Chinese food after. I recommend the pot stickers, they're delicious. But yeah, we're going to get into the, there's some musical inspiration. But yeah, this is CJSF 90.1 FM, Yeah, so we're going to start with Tortoise. We're doing it in the chronological order of David Pyo. Sadly, no Slint today. We don't have enough time, but just listen to their album, Spiderland 1. It's amazing. But yeah, here you go.
Thank you.
That was just Dazed and Awake by Ariel M. You are listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, Gnome City. And we're going through some of our local band Stitch's musical inspirations. That is such a sweet song. It's interesting because I think it has like this dreamy, relaxed feeling, but it also has a bit of that like dissonance and spookiness that we're used to hearing in Slint, like in David Pyo's original band, or what we all love him for. But so that was, we went from Tortoise to Ariel M, and then we're going to go to Papa M, which is like the most recent of his projects. So it goes, Tortoise is 1996, and then Ariel M is 1997, and then Papa M is all the way in 2004. And yeah, I like his playing in this one. It's called Wedding Song, and it's got the, you know, the harmonics on the guitar, very Slint as well. Just really enjoyable to listen to. And then after that, we're going to get into some stuff from the CJSF library that I think is just very, just like very well done music that I'm excited about, just cool new stuff. But first, let's see, maybe we should do some Gnome City first. This is inspired, today's Gnome City is inspired by real life. Well, they all are. Yeah. This week in Gnome City, as he walked through the city, Gnome Boggle tossed a cigarette butt down a sewer grate. To his dismay, a screeching owl echoed from the depths. With curiosity and heaps of spare time on his side, Gnome Boggle lifted the grate and descended to discover an underground jazz bar of talking frogs tapping their webbed toes to the beat of some funky ribbits. The only way for him to earn their forgiveness was to scat along. However, it was his poppin' and lockin' dance moves that earned him their utmost reverence. Now they won't let him leave, and reportedly, Gnome Boggle does not want to leave. So, if he's your barber, you're gonna have to meet him in the sewer and maybe prepare some baselines just to be safe. And that is the Gnome News. Now we're gonna listen to a brief advertisement. PSA seems... Oh wait, no, this one's gonna be too long for us. Oh my gosh. What are we gonna listen to then? Because we have a lot of epic music for today. We might even listen to Mazzy Star later. Let's see. We'll listen to this PSA instead then.
How much do you love this station? People dedicated to your community. News that directly matters to you. This station needs your support. Go to mycri.ca to find out more about the Community Radio Initiative, which will provide core funding for this station. At MyCRI, you will find an easy way to create an email that you can send to the politicians who need to hear your message. Just 5 minutes and a few clicks make a big difference. MyCRI.ca.